Unnamed Reviewer here. So today I'm going to be reviewing three films that are currently in cinemas. Over the past week I've seen four films that are out. I've had a bit of a stellar film week. Well, I say stellar. I managed to get a lot of films in. Some of them were stellar, some of them weren't stellar. So the four films were American Sniper, A Most Violent Year, Tak-3-an, or Taken 3 as people call it, and Big Hero 6. American Sniper, I'm going to try and do a separate review because I've got a lot to say about that. But in this installment, I'm going to try and get through the three films in 10 minutes, well, 9 minutes and 20 seconds. First up, we've got the J.C. Chandor written and directed film, A Most Violent Year. J.C. Chandor, I can't say his name, also directed one of my favourite films of 2013, All Is Lost with Robert Redford, which was mostly a dialogue-free film about a man on a ship that sinks. I don't know why I'm getting into that, because I've got to review another film, but that one was amazing, so to see that he was doing another film so shortly after, I was pretty excited. It stars Oscar Isaacs as Abel Morales, and Jessica Chastain as his wife, Anna Morales. And it follows Abel Morales trying to keep his heating oil business afloat in 1981 in New York during one of the city's most violent years, hence the title. He's surrounded by competitors, you know, trying to, you know, get his customers, whilst he's trying to expand, he's trying to buy this like plot of land to expand his business. And all the while, he's just trying to make an honourable name for himself. There is gangster elements about it, but throughout the film, he's constantly saying, oh, I'm not a gangster, I'm not a gangster. Even though some of his competitors would probably call themselves gangsters, they're a bit more corrupt than him. You've got Albert Brooks, who brilliantly plays his attorney, and he even refers to himself as a gangster. It's overall a really simple plot, which is quite refreshing for a gangster-esque film. It's not epic or sprawling or anything like that. It's self-contained about, you know, Abel and his wife just wanting to make things happen, expand the business honestly. While you've got, you know, like I mentioned before, the crime rate rising, their trucks constantly getting hijacked. Abel's trying to get to the bottom of who's doing it. It's a really good sort of noir-esque mystery about it that I really liked. It's got pretty much a really simple plot, but you just can't help but be engrossed by it all the way through, because the writing is excellent. The chemistry between Oscar Isaacs and Jessica Chastain as husband and wife is amazing. Jessica Chastain is absolutely fantastic as his wife, who is this alpha female character who's just amazing, daughter of like a reviled gangster. She don't take no crap from nobody, essentially. Some of the best scenes of the film is just her dominating the screen, pretty much stopping her husband from going crazy. She's so in control. He's, you know, trying to be in as control as he can, but got all these things happening. He feels like he's a bit spiraling out of control. She reins him in. He wants to be honest while she's not so honest, but the parallels really complement each other. Overall, really fascinating crime drama. Got a bit of action in there, but even then, that's quite raw and subtle. It's got a really haunting feel to, you know, the way it's shot. It's got like a winter look. There's snow everywhere. It's kind of got this yellowy tinge on it. It looks like a film from its time. Highly recommended. Great film. And we go from the great to the friggin' awful. Taken 3, or on the posters as it's written, Tak-3-an, so that's how it should be properly be announced. It's always a bad sign in a film franchise when they start incorporating the numbers into the titles. I honestly think films should just stop when they start doing that. So, third installment to the Taken franchise, a franchise that I don't think anyone ever thought was going to have three installments. The first one I really liked. It was sort of, you know, B-movie-ish, over the top. 90 minutes of Liam Neeson beating everyone up. Just a lot of fun. Taken 2 was more of the same, but really watered down. And, you know, 12A, just really, really not very good. Well, not very good, but just painfully average and underwhelming. But number three comes along and, you know, has the story of where someone doesn't actually really get taken. It's more of, you know, the fugitive style story where he's set up for murder and goes on the run. And you're thinking, oh, wow, you know, Liam Neeson on the run for the law. That's got to be interesting. It isn't. It is so boring. I fell asleep about three times through the film. Just, you've got all these really run-of-the-mill action sequences that just don't stand out at all. Just so bland, the film just plods along. It's the action film with Liam Neeson. It's got really illogical parts of the story where he's trying to get in contact with his daughter and she has to drink a yogurt and then he's in a girl's bathroom. It's just so ridiculous. And then you've got Forest Whitaker, most funding performance ever as a detective, with like as many idiosyncrasies as the, you know, scriptwriter could throw at him. He carries a chess piece, he has a rubber band when he's nervous that he plays around with. And then he's got a really weird obsession with bagels. Me and my girlfriend were just laughing at the bagels because to talk about bagels way too much for, you know, a serious action film. A sign of just how much I wasn't enjoying it was these really two annoying old ladies sat at the opposite end of the theatre talking all the way through it. Normally that drives me nuts, but they were kind of, when they started talking, they were snapping me out of the mundane coma that this film had inflicted on me. And as soon as the credits rolled, I just turned to my girlfriend and just shook my head, and she knew. Awful. So from the great to the bad to the slightly disappointing, got Big Hero 6, the latest Disney film. I'm a massive Disney fan and I was so excited for this film. It's a comic book film from a lesser-known Marvel franchise set in a futuristic city of San Francisco. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but it's basically a fusion of San Francisco and Tokyo. Setting looks gorgeous. I just wanted to, like, savour the scenery. It just looks so good. There was loads of little bits, you know, little Japanese blimps flying around, and it just looks so good. Follows a teenager called Hiro, who's like a whiz kid in robotics. He's not using his talents to his best ability, so his brother tries to sort of force him into college. He gets into college and a tragedy happens and he's left with his brother's creation called Baymax, which is like this inflatable robot healthcare assistant. The film should have just been about Baymax. He is amazing. He's so funny. I want all the Baymax merchandise because he is amazing. Hiro himself is I found him a little obnoxious. He has to deal with quite a big loss at the start of the film, and I think that's handled quite well, but his character just comes across as maybe a bit annoying, a bit bland. And then you've got, you know, the other four members of this Big Hero 6 team, as they're referenced in the title, this like superhero squad of nerds. They're just unfortunately incredibly underdeveloped. A few of them are just incredibly unfunny. I know it's probably going for more of the action side to the action comedy animated film side of things, but I couldn't help but think, you know, this needs to be funnier. It infamously beat Lego Movie in nomination for Best Animated Film at the Oscars, and to me that is just crazy because Lego Movie is just twice the film this wants to be. Baymax is amazing. There's some really good action sequences. The villain is really cool until the big predictable villain reveal, and then it's not so cool. It plays out very safe, you know, in a very kid movie way. There's some few twists and turns that are a bit predictable as the sad bit, then the happy bit. It's not without its charm, and there's a lot to like about it, but everything the film seems to do right, in my opinion, it did a couple of other things wrong. Wasted potential, really, but still worth a watch if you're, you know, a superhero fan, Disney fan. And they're my films, and I have 30 seconds to spare. So I hope you enjoyed the reviews, and I will finish off my best of 2014 list next, I promise.